Sadia Hamid stands next to one of those big flip pads at the front of a hotel conference room. About 30 people listen to her presentation. The room buzzes with energy, and the discussion alternates between English and Arabic.
Yes, focus on positive. Uh-huh.
We're redirecting and we're saying, oh, not okay. Instead of saying, not okay, you're not going to do that. I don't like that. No, because then he has your attention, right?
Yeah. Hamid's a school psychologist from Sunnyvale. She's leading a workshop on caring for children who've experienced trauma. It's part of a week-long training for Middle Eastern professionals who work with Syrian refugees. Not just doctors and psychologists, but social workers, volunteers, and educators. Watching the news about Syria from her California home spurred Hamid to look for ways to help by sharing her expertise in working with children.
It's really important for someone who does want to help to look within themselves to see what skills they have to offer.
The trip was put together by an organization called CPR, Care Program for Refugees. It's made up of mostly Bay Area-based mental health professionals, led by Dr. Saad Shaker.
Well, being a physician, I'm a humanitarian. So seeing all the devastation going on, it's like I want to have an impact in a positive way.
1.4 million Syrian refugees are living in Jordan, according to the government. Yet fewer than 100 psychiatrists live here. Dr. Shaker says Jordan would need more like 8,000 psychiatrists to adequately care for the stream of people. Since it's impossible to provide one-on-one care for everyone who needs it, the group had to come up with a different approach.
We decided the best way we can help is by training the individuals here who provide care for refugees.
The week was packed with trainings on a range of subjects, including PTSD, therapeutic interventions, ethics, and self-care for therapists. I head across town to meet one social worker who attended the trainings. I drive up and down the city's inclines, and when the gaps between the signature sand-colored buildings are big enough for a view, houses crown hills behind hills, as far as I can see. I head into a residential rehab center, where Nisreen Katbi cares for refugees who were injured in the war.
It's a critical situation when they came from a war zone. So I have to be qualified to deal with them.
Katbi says the training taught her how to better manage situations or behaviors that come up when she's dealing with patients.
Like if he is having constant nightmares or if he is aggressive in a certain way, what are the right thing to do or who to call?
The problem is vast, and more than a million refugees could potentially benefit from help in Jordan alone. Care Program for Refugees, the California-based group, hopes to expand their efforts by holding more trainings and offering webinars to reach more people. And Sadia Hamid says working with professionals like Katbi has inspired her to dig deeper into treating trauma.
One thing, of course, I feel is very motivated. I want to learn more about how to support children who've not only faced trauma, but war trauma and torture and grief and loss.
Hamid plans to return to Amman for next spring's training. But for now, she's going back to California with new energy and commitment to helping victims of war. I'm Lacey Jane Roberts in Amman, Jordan.